5095.
Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters, and I'm here to tell you that we've got it all. The Samsung High Efficiency Active Wash with the convenient built-in pre-wash sink. Yep, we've got it. The GE Cafe French Door Refrigerator with the Keurig K-Cup brewing system on the door. Got that too. Bosch dishwashers whose quietness is only matched by their flexibility. We've got it all. Not only does Appliance Discounters carry these amazing appliances always at the lowest price, we're also a factory authorized servicer. At Appliance Discounters, you can get it all.
Stop by KFC today for a $20 fill-up. It'll feed a family of four. Kernel quality guaranteed. Limited time offer at participating KFCS. Tax and substitutions extra.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Barsh, don't you realize what this means? The next time we fall asleep, we could die.
Meh, welcome to my world.
If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
It's a little awkward. Can you get up and turn the lights down, Pion?
Sure.
I forgot to dim the lights. We work in a kind of a romantic setting. That sounds gay, I guess, because it's three guys in here. Actually, four now. We have a guest. Down to that sort of candlelight ambiance. That's still too bright.
Still too bright?
Yeah. Just do what I tell you, okay? I like to let people know who the boss is.
It's not... this is 2016, so you can say we dim the lights and things are romantic.
Sure.
That good?
Yeah. That's good, thank you. That's perfect.
That setting is called off.
That's the way you like it. Did you say that just now? Yeah.
What?
Who said that?
What?
Who said that setting is called off?
That was me.
Peon.
Okay. Good, because if he'd been our guest, I'd kick him out. He hasn't been here.
No, he can't.
Oh, man.
Pull that microphone in close, or pretty close like this.
Oh,
no, you hit yourself in the head. Come on, man.
Close.
No, pull it in there. Just pull it. You can't manhandle it.
Like
can't
that?
Hurt it. There you go.
Yeah.
And then turn it a little bit to an angle. Perfect. Okay.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for coming. See you later.
You're welcome.
We do nice have a guest. We have, and it's our first time to really introduce him to you. He is our newest advertiser. And I want you folks to make him welcome. He seems like a decent guy. He might not be, but he seems like a decent guy. I'm a pretty good judge of character when it comes to things like that. Would you please welcome from Calmer Memorial Services and American Cremation, Joe Calmer.
Yeah.
Joe, good to have you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Are you nervous? A little bit nervous?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's I like honesty. And Joe and I had a great lunch and a nice discussion. And what I thought I would like to do is just right off the bat here, get out of the way, a little short discussion about something lots of people don't want to discuss. But I'm going to tell you why that's a mistake. It's a mistake the same way putting off a will or trust is a mistake, because then when somebody passes away, you got a lot of people that you have left, and they're mad. They're upset with you.
Look at Prince.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, the same is true with arrangements when somebody passes away. Yeah, you can put it off because you don't want to talk about it. And then when it happens, you got a little family feud going on there. Mom would have wanted this. Dad would have wanted this. That's too much money. We're not spending enough. We should pay more respects. Blah, 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 blah. So I got Joe in here to talk a little bit about cremation. Let's start with this. Calmer Memorial in Illinois. And American Cremation, St. Louis, same family, you and your wife and the people who work for you, same
right.
Same people.
Mm-hmm.
To give people an idea of how much of your business is cremation, tell them what you told me at lunch. How many caskets you sold all of last year?
Well, in 2015, we handled over 420-some deaths in the St. Louis area. in the Metro East, and we sold 8 caskets.
How about that? 8. And that's the way of the country. That's the way things are going for all kinds of reasons that make sense. The other thing you told me at lunch I thought was interesting, I want us to get it out here before I forget it, was people have a tendency to sit down with you and tell you in great detail how this person died. Not just meaning, oh, passed away from cancer, but the specifics of sitting next to him in the bed and what they looked like, sounds they made, before that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what that's about. I think it makes people feel better to talk about, even if it was like a horrible, oh, and then he looked at me. Now, the best one is I'll let you tell the story. This was, I forgot who you said it was, the crossing over story. Who was this?
That was my next-door neighbor many years ago.
Pull that thing closer. Joe and I were talking about the fact that since he deals with death, that you can't help but get involved in conversations about what's next, what's on the other side. Joe said he has a friend who's an atheist, yet he told me this story, and I thought this was really, really interesting. Tell them the story of your neighbor.
Okay. Well, many years ago, before we had kids, our next-door neighbors were an elderly couple, and they didn't have any children. And so they kind of relied on us a little bit for little things here and there, and, you know, we'd always kind of watch out after them and shovel the walk, you know, in the snow and all that. Well, he got very ill and was rapidly declining, and he was in the hospital. And his wife called me one day, and she said, you know, Charles is in the hospital, and it's not good. And they tell me it's getting worse, and it'll be soon. I told her, I said, Rosemary, I said, as soon as the hospital calls you and tells you that it's time to go, you call me, I'll go with you. So that night, she did. She called me, and the two of us got in my car and rushed over to the hospital, went by his bedside. And he had an oxygen mask on, and it was just literally just minutes before he finally did pass. He tried mumbling. He was mumbling something. We couldn't understand what he was saying. And like I said, he had that mask on. And I don't recall if I kind of took the mask off so I could hear better or if he even had the strength to do it himself. I don't really remember that detail. But he started saying C-R-O-S-S.
Now, this guy's a minute away from dying, and he's spelling something.
He's spelling the word crossing over, you know. Hmm. And I thought that was very interesting. But what made it more interesting was maybe a year later and subsequently two or three more times in my career, families were sitting across the desk from me preparing for their husband's funeral or whatever it was. And they were telling me that, you know, the funniest thing, he said, he just kept talking about crossing over.
Have you ever heard of this?
No.
I've read the book or two on life, near-death experience, life after death, but I've never heard this. And apparently this happens often. They speak of crossing over just
and that's
before.
The word crossing. They don't say, you know, leaving. Or climbing or
headed for
walking.
Another, on the other side.
No, they crossing. That's the word that, you know, three or four times in my career, and I personally have experienced it with my neighbor. So yeah, I mean, it's just very interesting.
Death is a fascinating thing to me. And whatever your belief about, do you go somewhere else, do you just die, it's like lights out, that's certainly whatever you think. But here's something you can't argue with. It's much smarter to know exactly the wishes of this elderly person or sick person than to not talk about it. It's just smarter. You avoid arguments and headaches. And by the way, Joe can do a combination if you want. So you tell them, some people like a viewing. They want everybody to get a chance for a couple of days to see the person. And
well,
that's not much of what you do.
No, but there are families that, you know, some want a traditional viewing and some want cremation and don't like the thought of the viewing and all that. Well, a compromise, so to speak, would be to have a viewing and then a cremation to follow. And they do that now. For the lack of a better term, it's called a rental casket. I don't really like that.
No,
term.
Check this. They have what they call a rental casket just for the viewing.
Yeah.
And it's got an insert.
It's got an insert, and the insert comes out after the viewing, and that actually becomes the cremation container. And that's what's placed in the crematory with the person, of course. And then the outer shell of the casket is reused. And, you know, it's a fraction of the price to buy a casket like that, you know, as opposed to a casket that you bury. You know,
so you're, for the most part, not in the casket business. That's such a small part of what you do.
Oh, yeah, very small.
And the numbers back it up, the stats, right, about cremation in this country.
Right.
Now, average cremation in the United States is slightly under $2,000. Yours is considerably less than that.
Quite a bit, yeah.
And I'm going to give you about a minute here to share with them in a shortened form what you say on your website and your thoughts about how much money is just absolutely unnecessarily spent on funerals when you can still have dignity, you can still show respect. You don't have to spend a fortune. None of that has anything to do with money.
Right.
Dignity, respect, it can be done affordably.
Sure.
And when some of these larger funeral homes, and I hear them say, well, affordable, dignity, whatever, their idea of affordable and your idea are completely different.
Well, it has to be, Frank, because the larger funeral homes, they have so much more overhead. You know, truth be told, their profit margin isn't any greater than a restaurant or a hardware store or anybody else, but they have so much overhead that they have to recover.
Right.
I built my business with the, you know, for over 20 years, I've listened to people say, I don't have insurance. We can't afford this. We weren't prepared for this. So, you know, you need a funeral director, but not a funeral home, you know, when it comes to cremation and processing the death and signing the death certificate and going through all the necessary legal things and Social Security and assistance with insurance and all that. Funeral director does that. You know, you don't get that from the building. So if a person wants a direct cremation and they go to the large traditional funeral home, well, that large traditional funeral home might have $200,000 worth of livery equipment in their garage. I don't have that, you know. My building.
But you do own your own crematory.
I do. And that's another, you know, I don't get a third party involved. I do that myself, personally, you know. And so I have just taken a lot of steps to drastically reduce my overhead and my operating expenses so that I don't have to charge the normal fees. You know, Dan mentioned Prince earlier. I read something that was very interesting. He was obviously from Minnesota, that everybody knows. And he had a very simple private cremation. And I read where he used a firm that charged him $1,645.
Wow.
Yeah.
Guy with millions.
Yeah, yeah. Underneath the national average. But that's what Prince's family spent on his cremation.
Smart.
$1,600.
Smart.
Yeah.
And here's a guy that could have spent $100,000 if they wanted to.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing I found funny is you told me that when you're around people, when you're in a group of people, they go, so what do you do? Well, as soon as you say, I'm a doctor, my son's got a cough, and they want to start talking. If you say, I am an airline pilot, oh, I bet you got some stories. Where do you travel? All the way, you fly to Europe, and there's certain occupations. Yours, though, is strange.
Yeah.
It's a strange business to be in. And so Joe tells me that he can't count the people who have said to him when he says what he does, I bet people are dying to get in to see you. Like they think you've never heard that.
First time.
Yeah. Oh, I never heard that one before.
And I guess that you have to sort of chuckle.
Can I use that?
Yeah. You have to act like, that's a good one.
Yeah.
And you walk away going, I've heard that 300 times. It is a pleasure doing business with you. And I hope. This is so awkward because you can't sit here and go, well, I hope a bunch of people die in the next week or two and their relatives know to call you. I don't hope that, but the truth is, every minute while we've sat here, lots of people have passed away.
Right.
And when that happens, you can sit with them, hold their hand, but after a while, you're going to have to call somebody. Now, I'm going to tell you because there are funny stories that go along with death. There just are.
Oh, yeah.
They're not disrespectful. I was born in Tennessee. My parents continued to live in Tennessee. They went back after we came up here and lived out their days. My dad's going to be 90 in a couple of months. While they were there, there was a dentist in town whose daughter went on a ski trip. She's 18. She did something stupid, and she got killed. Okay? They fly the body back home. I'm telling you, this is so bizarre. And word starts spreading around this little Tennessee town about something that is so bizarre. Nobody would believe it if some of her teenage friends hadn't been in the house. Her mom invited all of her friends over, walked them in the bedroom, and they had their daughter sitting up in bed holding a guitar, dead. And some of these kids said it freaked them out, yet they didn't want to upset the mom. The mom instructed them to all sit around the bed and sing Jenny's favorite song. Is that the most bizarre thing?
Yeah.
The police finally had to come and go, hey, you can't do that. You can't leave your daughter sitting up in bed for how long? I mean, come on. We got to get that kind of thing. Death does strange things to people.
Yeah.
It messes with their heads. Yeah. And I've said this before. You're in a business where your customers who come to you are not in their right minds. They're grieving. They are confused.
Mm-hmm.
They're also subjected to these sales pitches they shouldn't be subjected to. You don't do that.
Well,
and I respect that.
My whole goal is to see that people leave my place less stressed than when they came in, you know, and but I'm able to accomplish.
Calmer. Did you take the name Calmer and change your name to Calmer? No.
God-given name.
Your name.
God-given name.
The perfect name.
Yeah. Joseph Calmer, actually.
Oh, okay.
So, patron saint of undertakers is St. Joseph of Arimathea.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, you're in a very...
Well, like I was born to it.
Very unusual business. And all I'm going to ask our listeners to do, because I'd love to keep you on board, I would, but the truth is, 6 months goes by, a year goes by, you're not getting calls, you're leaving, you're going off there, and I don't want that to happen. So what I'm going to ask people to do is this. I'm going to ask you to go to my website. Same thing I've asked you to do since Joe came on board. Go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, and you'll see Calmer Memorial, if you live in Illinois, American Cremation, if you live in Missouri. Click on one, depending on which state you live on, and listen to what Joe has to say, and take a look at the site. And I think you'll agree, unless your religion somehow is just completely against cremation, and that's changing too. There are religions that at one time said, no, cremation, and then they've embraced it. Just go to the sites and take a look, and be poised and ready to, when the time comes to make that phone call, you'll know who to call. You'll know who to call. And make a note of it. And I think in the long run, you're going to be glad you did. I think you have more choices with cremation. You say, well, cremation was the choice. What I mean by that is after it's over, after the person has gone, you have lots of time. You can take this period of grieving, mourning, celebration, whatever you want to call it, and make it last a couple of years or more. I will tell you right now, if my wife passed away, and I'm not making jokes here, I don't want that to happen. If it did, I know what I'd do. I'm going to take some of her ashes, and I'm going to hike to the top of a place called the Bump and Grind out in California. She's a hiker. I've never made it to the top. I will if I have to crawl, and I probably will, to the top and leave some ashes up there. And probably look up and go, hey, I did it. Yeah. I finally did it.
A lot of people want to do that nowadays.
Yeah.
Go to their favorite place, you know.
Lake, out in the lake on a boat, the favorite fishing spot.
Right.
I think it's so much better than giving everybody only 3 days notice. Fly in from who knows where. Here's the viewing. You got this window of time.
Yeah.
We'd appreciate it if you'd come by.
I always tell people that, you know, cremation affords you the luxury of time.
It does.
Yeah, because if you've got, you know, family out of town, you know, it's costly for one thing to get on a flight in 2 days or whatever.
Sure.
And you know, it everybody can just take a breath, you know, reassess the situation, talk it over with family, friends, things like
that. And let's say they're family members who cannot get here for 4 months.
Right.
When they do, you have the option of handing them a little necklace or a container going, this is Grandpa's ashes, and I know he would have wanted you to
will with them. You know, maybe they want to bury the ashes somewhere in a cemetery. They have a family plot. So 4 months from now, you know, when the weather's warmer, I'll come out. You know, somebody else say, well, I'll come out in 4 months, and we'll have the burial then. And until then, we can just hold the ashes.
Well, it's just a lot more flexibility.
Yeah, a lot more flexibility.
And a lot less money.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're with us.
Well,
I really
you.
Am.
Thank you. I appreciate what
you do. I appreciate the way you do it. I'm sorry your wife couldn't make it with you today, Cheryl. We'll get her.
She's got a garage sale to take care of.
Yeah. If I'd known that, I'd be giving. I got some great garage sale stuff in my basement. If I'd known that, it's here. Because we had, when we did ours in Belleville, because my wife lived over there, when we first got married, we'd go over there. And I'm going to tell you, there's something about that Belleville area. They love garage sale.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. We took our stuff over to my mother and father-in-law's house and sat out there in the driveway in front of the garage. And, man, we sold some stuff. I mean, hundreds. hundreds of dollars.
The problem is, if you have, you're having a garage sale, you're trying to get rid of your junk, and then somebody else has one down the street, you walk down there and buy more junk from them, and then bring it back.
Just recycle.
Put your junk and mark it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was texting me, what do you want on this weed eater? How much you want me to sell this weed eater? Just 5 minutes ago. What about this leaf blower?
Well, how much? My wife needs a new leaf blower and a new weed eater.
Wait, what?
Well, you don't want that one. I'm going to give it away.
What, Dan?
I was asking him what he was selling the weed eater for.
Yeah, how much is a weed eater?
I'm going to give it away because it doesn't work.
That one. You know what your biggest
work.
You know what your biggest competition is? The yard sale Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Hey, the stuff you can't sell,
that's right.
Go on the yard sale with it.
I'm only giving it away because I'm not handy enough to fix it, and somebody probably is. So I'll just give it to them. If they can fix it, they can use it.
Wow, how generous.
That's my brother.
Give it up, folks, if you would, for our newest advertising. I really, really do hope that you'll consider calling Joe, East Side, West Side, when that inevitable happens. And somebody, it's time for somebody to leave and go to whatever there is in your belief on the other side. Joe Calmer.
Well, thank you.
Pleasure to have you in here.
Yeah, appreciate being here. Thank you.
You want to sit here and listen to me do another commercial?
Sure.
I'll tell you what, we'll do traffic break and get Mr. Londoff.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
All right.
I don't know why I call him Mr. Londoff. Why don't you call him that? You don't have to call him that.
No.
John, the one thing you can't call him, you know what it is.
Yeah.
You're not going to say it. Do not call him. The abbreviation is JR. Mm-hmm. Don't call him that. Let's go to Tim Weiland and check on traffic. Tim, how are we looking?
All right, Frank, we have an accident. It is on westbound 270 at New Florissant. Now they have the two left lanes blocked. It's a car into the median wall. Traffic right now is backed up through the Halls Ferries. Eastbound 270 drivers, you are slowing right around McDonald, and that goes through New Florissant also. Then you have an accident, it looks like, on eastbound Highway 4064 right at Mason. That's on the right shoulder, but it has traffic backed up west of 141. And the only other real slowdown I see now is on westbound 70, and that's from the Earth City Expressway out through Highway 94. This report brought to you by TimeshareExitTeam.com. Do you feel like you're trapped in your timeshare contract? TimeshareExitTeam.com will get you out legitimately. Call 844-321-EXIT. That's 844-321-EXIT. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Tim. John Londoff is with us. John, I want you to say hi to our newest advertiser. He joins the advertiser sponsor family. His name is Joe Calmer, and he's in the cremation business. Joe, say hi to John Londoff.
Hi, John Londoff. How are you?
Joe, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Yourself?
You know what? Anytime I get to talk to Frank and then Dan and Ian, and now a new client, made my day.
Well, he's joined the happy family of Large Morning Show in the Afternoon advertisers. Joe is in the cremation business.
I know, you told me that.
And Joe, you know that John's in the Chevy business. I'm going to ask you kind of an awkward question, and I want you to answer truthfully. What do you drive?
I drive a GMC Yukon XL.
That's a fine vehicle.
Yep.
Okay, but do you know what it really is?
It's a Suburban.
It's a kind of a dressed up Chevy, so that you can pay more for it
than
you would as fine a vehicle, if not finer, and that's a Silverado. Would you repeat after me, Joe? I, Joe Calmer. Do solemnly swear.
That I will seriously consider.
For my next vehicle. A Silverado from Johnny Londoff.
A Suburban from Johnny Londoff.
Okay, that'll work. All right, we got it. We got it recorded.
I'm in the funeral business. I can't drive a pickup.
Thanks, Joe.
Actually, John, I bought a car from you years ago.
Did you really? Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And it was Trailblazer.
Mine's in the garage. I love it.
Yeah, it was a great vehicle.
Mine is 12 years old now.
Yeah, great experience.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it. I'm still trying to get the answer to a question that is a burning question. But anytime I get, you know, with a longtime GM executive, and I always ask, why did we discontinue the S10 Blazer and the S10 pickup truck? Now, you know, we replaced the S10 Blazer with the Trailblazer. Awesome. Great vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And then we discontinue that. And now we have a new Colorado built right here in Woodsville, Missouri, by almost 5,000 of the most awesome UAW plant manufacturers. I just got done touring the plant again. I'm like a kid in the candy store. And I got people saying, are you kidding me? And I don't know. They don't listen to, you know, the program, Frank obviously while they're working, but many AM and the PMers work at the UAW, the Wentzville plant in GM, Wentzville plant in Wentzville, and it's building the Colorado, and every full size van, and. Man, I mean, we were just there for about 3 hours. We'd love to take you out, Frank, if you'd like to go. Joe, you too. And, I mean, we could even, you know, Dan and Ian go out there some mid-morning and take about a two-hour tour. And you watch these vehicles built, and you just come away with an appreciation of what these men and women do. And then you really appreciate, you know, when you get behind the wheel of a vehicle and say, wow, what it took to build. Now, let me just ask you guys a question. How long do you think it takes to build one of the new Colorado pickup trucks?
From the beginning of the assembly line process to the end when they roll it out at Wentzville?
Yes, sir.
My guess, I went through there a long time ago, 1996, and I watched it, but I don't remember. I'm going to guess 5 hours. I don't.
For one vehicle?
What do you guys think?
Oh, I was going to say a couple days.
Yeah, I was going to say like 3 days.
What do you think, John?
I'm thinking hours, like within a shift.
Yeah. John, what is it?
4 to 5 days.
Wow.
I was wrong.
Peon.
And here, I've been in the business my whole life, and I was the same. I thought it was like a 24-hour, maybe, you know, 32-hour process. Now, that plant goes 6 days a week, 24-7, and then pipe fitters come in and work the plant on Sundays when it's shut down to get it ready for Monday.
Now, I want to ask these guys, Peon, have you ever been watched
an assembly line? No.
Have you?
Listen, I got to tell you something while we're on this subject. My dad was a UAW worker for 32 years at General Motors in St. Louis.
Awesome. Congratulations.
And so I feel bad that I didn't know that answer to that question, but he he drove a forklift at Union and Natural Bridge, is that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Union and Natural Bridge.
Yeah, he was there till 1980 when he retired, and he died 7 years ago, but he worked there for 32 years.
Wow, good.
And he took me through the plant when I was a little kid, and it was the neatest experience that I've ever had.
It's even neater now. Dan, have you ever been through?
No.
Well, take John up on this, because I want to tell you something. When you watch them build a vehicle, it's, and look, my experience was 96. I'm sure it's even better.
Oh, you won't believe it. It's unbelievable. Now, they call it the marriage, and that's when the frame and the body come together. Your jaw will drop.
The thing, I remember two things that blew me away. One was when they set the dashboard, I remember this, in the car, and all of these wires are bundled into harnesses. And when they connect a dozen or so major bundled components, that dash is in and ready to go. And I also remember the very last thing at the end of the assembly, and I'm not kidding, this was 96, maybe they don't do this anymore. There was a guy whose job at the end, the car came by him with the driver's window down. His job was to reach in and blow the horn. I'm serious. Beep. And that was the very last thing they checked, and out it went. I'll never forget that. I thought, there's a job. You just blow each horn. Either the door was open or the window was down. I don't remember.
Now, you said 4 to 5 days for one to get completed, but it's not just one truck getting completed in 5 days. How many can a plant push out
crank
in that
out
5 days?
Right.
You know?
Well, you know, I don't know the number, but I can tell you this much. Currently, for that Colorado pickup truck, not enough. I mean, that truck is in such demand. And those people, these UAW workers at that plant, they're so prideful. They're so proud of this truck and the van, because it's the only place that builds those two products. Every full-size van, every full-size Chevy van you see comes from Wentzville, Missouri. Every Colorado you see comes from Wentzville, Missouri. And then, you know, of course, our joke is, hey, can we get on the backyard and maybe take a few of these out of here? Because literally, I don't think most Colorados last here in the inventory for 30 days. Most are gone within about 10 days.
Well, you mentioned discontinuing things. I've never understood why they would discontinue something like the Trailblazer. I drove the thing today. I'm going to tell you something. For the money, that's a fantastic SUV. And then the Avalanche, I'm going to tell you, they're going to bring that back. I believe that will be brought back, because to me, that's like one of the coolest things since El Caminos and stuff. Is it a truck? Is it a car? Is it an SUV? It's all those things. And I don't know why they stopped that either. I guess it always has to do with sales. If they have a year or two and the sales fall off, they go, well, let's pull it.
Well, the Trailblazer was like still very popular. And I think it just came down to, out of bankruptcy, it just came down to a money aspect of dollars for production, and they had to cut. You know, that's when they discontinued Saturn, Hummer, and. So, I mean, there was a lot of change, Pontiac. So that's what I think happened. But there is talk that they, want to come up with a new Trailblazer, obviously a much different design. And I just, but I don't know if that's a few years away. We have to have something to compete against the Jeep. But again, we had this S10 pickup truck, which today could look like this Colorado. That we were selling 20 a month. S10 Blazers. We were trying to inventory 75. And if you remember, they came in two-door and four-door models. So, I don't know. Somebody talked somebody into it, and the Trailblazer was great, and then we discontinued it.
Now, John, I'll tell you what. I'll make you a promise right now, and this will be recorded. If they come back with a new Trailblazer, I will come to your dealership and drive a free demo for a month.
Whoa.
And I'm sticking to it.
Wow, that's something.
Now, you said it. It has to be done because
I'll do it.
It's on tape now.
Yeah. I'll do it. If he calls me,
on tape.
I will
head
there.
Whatever.
And I will drive that new Trailblazer for a month or more if he wants me to, complimentary. That's the dedication I have to you.
What do you think, John?
Mulling it over.
He wants to think about it. All right, now, here's what we need from you.
I just sent you a couple of pictures, Frank. I felt kind of weird. Here's this big dealer, right? In this plant, I'm taking pictures like I'm a kid. And I've been blessed enough to where I've toured a lot of plants.
How'd you send them?
Because it's in your own hometown, it's in your own state, and a lot of people come up because they bought cars from us. But, I had Mike Rakowski and Kitty Harrison was with me, and Jeff Bates, and Mike and Jeff are top salesmen here, and they're recognizing customers. And we're making this, so we're going to do this in June, okay? And I'll start getting the date set, and you'll be blown away. I can't wait to look at your face when you see some of the things that this plant, the capabilities, and what it does.
Listen, where'd you send it? Because I just checked my phone. It's not there. You must have emailed it to me.
I sent it to you in a text.
No, I didn't get it. It's not here. Oh, here it is. It just came through. Yeah. I got it. All right, we need a phone number so people know where to go buy their new Chevy.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawndop.com. And, Joe, one question. Were you listening to the show for a while before you became a client?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
He's listened for years.
Did my segments have anything to do with you maybe wanting to get on the show?
Here we go. Say yes. Say yes.
Loaded question.
No. Say yes.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. That's good. Yes. And he didn't read that. That was spontaneous.
Yeah. Actually, when Frank and I started talking, he even said, if you want to talk to John Londoff, I'll give you his number. You need to talk to him. Blah, blah. And I said, no. I know that he's a loyal advertiser, and if he wouldn't be here if it wasn't working.
He wouldn't be here 12 years if it weren't working.
That's right.
Well, that's the best thing we ever did. And I think I had a huge impact in Frank, just being a more complete human being.
What?
We have noticed the transformation over the 12 years.
Don't you notice he smiles a lot more now than he did 12 years ago? Because he's always thinking about
John. Thank you for that, John. Turn John off. John, I'll tell you, this is a true story. John Londoff came to me and said, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to stay in business if I don't sell more Chevy. Can you help me? We saved the business. That's a true story. John, what's your phone number?
It is not a true story.
What's your phone number?
I already gave it. If you were listening to me, so you don't even listen to
me. I don't listen. What's the number? Give it again. Give it again. Can't hurt.
314-3148-3710.
All right.
And that's about what you're going to pay for these cars today, Jenny Mama Chevrolet. You're aiming the BM. Don't worry. The red carpet is out for every customer, but especially AM and the PM. Please tell us that you are AM and the PM. So, hey, Joe, great talking to you. Look forward to meeting you.
Thank you, John. Right. Same to you.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, Dan. Bye-bye. Bye, Frank.
All right. 12 years and counting, almost 13. John Londo, quick break. We'll come back. You need to know, if you don't, next hour, Scott Sherman. You have a legal, Joe, you have any legal questions?
Well, I could probably think of a couple.
I bet you could. anybody in business could. So just a little reminder that after the news break, Scott Sherman will be with us. We'll take a break right now. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's get another look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, now that the cameras are all scanning things, we've got up in North County, it looks like we've got two separate incidents on westbound 270 between West Florissant and New Florissant, both of them blocking the left lane, causing traffic to back up to 367. West of our eastbound drivers, you are backed up now from 370 through New Florissant. Then the accident on eastbound Highway 40 at Mason's, partially blocking the right lane. You're backed almost to Clarkson. Well, that's on eastbound 40. Westbound drivers are slowing, approaching Highway 270 to where this accident is. You're getting a little bit slow on eastbound 44 now from approaching Jefferson through Highway 55. And westbound 70 is slow west of 270 out through Highway 94. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, ink, paper, coffee, snacks. And with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Friday morning movies with David Blaustein. We go inside North Korea, and McGraw speaks with a Secret Service agent who protected five presidents.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
Here's a word from Suburban Leisure Center. Save big. Well, that's actually two words, but the point is, you can save 15 to 40% on complete patio furniture sets at Suburban Leisure Center. Finally, you can easily afford to replace that old, rickety, weathered patio furniture by taking advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard, with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas at 15 to 40% off. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like what you saw online. What are you waiting for? The 15 to 40% off complete patio furniture sale is for a limited time only. Bottom line, save big. There are those two words again. At Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Get better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Hey, did you know that fatigue driving can impair the human brain as much as alcohol can? Nearly 168 million people said they've driven a vehicle while feeling drowsy. If you've experienced difficulty focusing, heavy eyelids, or yawning, you need new Go Drive with Energy. With over 100,000 driver fatigue crashes per year, don't take any chances. New Go Drive with Energy triple action formula helps keep drivers alert with sustained energy and awareness. But Go Drive with Energy is not just for driving. Go Drive with Energy provides energy for up to 8 hours using a proprietary blend, including clinically proven ingredients to help manage stress, anxiety, and keeps you focused. There's nothing else like it. Don't let stress and fatigue affect your life anymore. Get Go Drive with Energy today. Available at a select grocer near you. For more information, log on to GoDriveWithEnergy.com. That's GoDriveWithEnergy.com.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Psoriasis and vitiligo are serious diseases. You've tried everything and have been disappointed. Now there's X-Track, a breakthrough treatment that provides long-lasting, safe relief. X-Track is FDA cleared for the treatment of psoriasis and vitiligo and is endorsed by thousands of dermatologists and hospitals because it works. Clinical studies show immediate results with up to 95% clearance. The in-office visits are fast, painless, with virtually no side effects. With thousands of providers treating patients all over the country, X-Track is covered by all major insurance companies and Medicare. We'll help you find a doctor close by, and there is no cost to you until you see results. Get your life back. Live free. Live X-Track clear.
For your no-cost treatment, call now. 800-771-2102. That's 800-771-2102. 800-771-2102 or visit xtracradio.com. Qualified patients, certain restrictions apply. Results may vary.
America. The Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
Reason number six why RVs are so popular. They're pet friendly. Your fuzzy family member can go with you. Like Reverend Bentley and Mr. Chips, his small terrier. Each summer, he'd hitch up his aristocrat trailer and head to the dry heat of the Southwest, eventually settling in Deming, New Mexico. He became friends with a local sheriff, likely because arriving late one night, he stopped at a grassy patch along the road, only to find out the next morning that it was a local cemetery. After moving to the land of the living, Bentley and Mr. Chips would go to town in search of local gatherings, especially church picnics. And quickly became well-known. A man, a dog, an RV. Adventures begin at Byerly, the center of the RV world.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Discover your family. Show them you care for the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Hey, St. Louis, this is Dr. TJ.
And Dr. Seth.
Be sure to tune in this Sunday at 5 p.m. to our show, Naturally Speaking. This week, we are so excited to host Nikki Everett.
Nikki is a nationally known public speaker on the topic of celiac disease. She's the founder of the Gluten-Free Expo that will be in St. Louis on May 21st. We will be talking all things gluten-free and making some recommendations if you have a gluten sensitivity or allergy.
It's going to be a show that you will not want to miss. Naturally Speaking, this Sunday at 5 o'clock on the Big 550 KTRS.
Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on the tough jobs in a tractor you'll be proud to own. A powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high-quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years. Now through June 30th, 2016. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Missouri Kubota Dealers.com or Illinois Kubota Dealers.com.
Experience the St. Louis tradition of Circus Flora under the air-conditioned Big Top and Grand Center. All new show June 2nd through July 3rd. Get your tickets today at circusflora.org.
Advance Auto Parts presents Speed Perks Rewards Program. Spend 100 and get 20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's almost here.
Art on the Square.
And it's celebrating its 15th year.
Art on the Square.
Join KTRS and American Eagle Credit Union at Art on the Square this weekend in Belleville's Public Square. See over 100 artists from around the country and around the world. There'll also be a fantastic array of wine and food available for your enjoyment, along with musical acts all weekend long. Admission is free. Join KTRS and American Eagle Credit Union at Art on the Square this weekend.
Funk 49.
Whoa, look at you. Now, is this the only hit they ever had, or is this really a hit?
James Gang?
Yeah.
No, no, they had a couple other hits. This is Joe Walsh. Joe Walsh.
Okay.
Is,
oh, well, Joe Walsh.
He's singing with the James Gang.
Well, thank Joe Calmer for coming in. I like him. I like Joe Calmer a lot.
I do.
One of the things I like about him, he wanted to get together today and talk about some stuff, and I said, hey, where you want to meet? And he said, well, where would you suggest? I said, let's make it convenient for me. Westport. And I just walk right in the studio. He goes, okay. And I like that. And it allowed us to bring him in here and let you meet him, which I'm glad he was able to do it. I've misplaced my little sheet where I was keeping track of contributions and bids for the trivia night for Window World. But from memory, I know where we are. I believe we're at $7,900, which is so close to $8,000. How about $100 from somebody? Just for the heck of it. Just, here's $100. Or you can bump up the bids from from Sue or Bob, who have each bid $800 to sit at the trivia night table with Peon and his lady wife, and Dan and his lady, his girlfriend, Sandy. So that leaves two other couples. And right now, the two highest bids are tied at $800. So each of those people at this point have the seat at the table. Don't let them have it for $800. The other bid is a dinner with me and my wife at Annie Gunn's. That stands at $3,500. Let's not let it go for that. And Steve, I really appreciate that offer. I hope it gets bumped by somebody. And then I hope you'll come back and top that bid. But my goal here is to get as much money for St. Jude Children's Hospital as we can get. And we do very well, thanks to you folks. Every year, we top ourselves. And that's what I like to do. So let's not wait till the last minute here. We're only, oh my goodness, nine days away. Is that?
It's a week from this
week from Saturday.
Yeah.
So our numbers, if you'd like to call and go, here, I'd like to bid on this, 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or for most cell phones, *KTRS. Or you can email me, frankopinion@yahoo.com. One more time, frankopinion@yahoo.com. For, I want to say, 14, 15 years, I'm telling you what, we are very, very blessed. I kind of don't like that word because it's overused, but in terms of advertisers, we are. We've had some hit and run come and go. Well, the average advertiser that I speak for has been here 8 years. And Mark Reed and Jason Becker have been here much longer than that. When you retire or you change jobs, as my daughter just did, now she didn't have to worry about a 401k transfer or rollover because she didn't have one, but when you change jobs, a lot of you do have a 401k, or you retire, and you're going to have a bunch of questions you don't know the answers to. Do you cash it out? Do you roll it over into an IRA? Do you pay tax on it? How much tax? What's it based on? Are there penalties? And on and on and on. I would like for you to consider calling Mark and Jason for a meeting. Complimentary meeting. Let them take a look at what you're doing with your $25,000 or more. And again, it's complimentary, but you have to set it up. And to do that, you need a number, and I can tell you where you can find that number and other things you need to know about Mark and Jason and Stiefel Nicholas, which, by the way, is a member SIPC and NYSE. It's as simple as going to this website, markandjason.com. That's markandjason.com. 4 o'clock.